Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
I want to hear this voice at the beginning of the Michigan State fight song. Oh,
I know
who it is.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Tim
Skubik.
Tim Skubik.
Yeah.
The Capitol voice.
Yeah. He was the band announcer for a long time.
I remember that. I remember it well. Yeah, great voice. Great band voice. Tim Skubik. The Michigan State Spartans.
393-3700. 393-3700. We're going to try to take some calls before we get to the high school segments of our show. Let's go out to the phones, and let's start with Jim from East Lansing. Hello, Jim.
Well, good morning, Jack and Tom. Tom, you're whining already this morning. You sound a little like Frank Beckman in 2001.
Jim, compare me to Frank Beckman.
That's criminal. Ouch. Oh, no, that's something.
Yes, yes. Anyway, hey, am I mistaken? Did I hear right? 56 straight Michigan State game?
Not straight.
No, I missed a couple along the way, but 56 will be today.
56
thanks
total.
To Jack's intervention and the MSU Alumni Association. It was kind of a surprise to me, to be very honest. Yesterday on your show, I just about choked up. So,
wow.
Well, they were very thrilled to be able to help you, and talking with Lori Robinson and the people at the Alumni Association, when they heard what happened about you not getting the tickets you thought you had from the Dean Trailways tour.
Oh, really?
Which, you know, they got shorted. There's nothing they could do. So they just had to let some people know, hey, I'm sorry, we didn't get all the tickets that we thought we were going to get, and Jim was one of the unlucky ones.
Oh.
And, Jim, you received, what, the first Alumni Association scholarship way back in the 50s?
Yeah, the Oakland County one.
The
Oakland County Alumni Association in 57, yeah.
Your favorite Michigan State memory, Jim?
Oh, I'll tell you, I always come back to the same game, 1978. It had been a barren 70s for Michigan State, as you probably gleefully remember, Tom.
I know where you're going with this one.
other than with that first year when Bo was there and we beat him here in Spartan
That's
Stadium,
right.
The 70s were completely barren until that game in 78.
Yeah.
And it was the thing I remember most about it. The final score was 24-15, but Michigan State took the lead, took the ball with a couple of minutes to go, marched down the field. I think it was Derek Hughes.
Yeah, he was running wild, that freshman running back, number 42.
Yeah, and got down to the 2-yard line, couple of minutes to go. Everybody thought touchdown, and Darrell Rogers did the class act of the century and took a knee three times in a row.
He didn't want to be arrogant.
And that was before that became vogue, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, because that wasn't a thing. You just kept moving the ball in the old days.
Well, 24-15 made him feel better than if it had been 31-15, Tom. More than double the score. You'd have really been depressed.
State dominated that game. They were so balanced, about 500 yards, half and half, half rushing, half passing.
Yeah, exactly. 248 and 248.
It was a tremendous out. And it was my senior year at Michigan. It was brutal. It was tough, but that was a good win for State.
You know what I loved about that game? The first play.
Oh, yeah. They threw deep.
They threw deep to Gibson, and he was 10 yards behind the secondary, and Eddie Smith, I don't know how he did it, he overthrew Kirk Gibson. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
And Smith said it's the only time in his life he's ever overthrown him, but he had so much adrenaline. And Bo Schembechler, I swear to God, he was 15 yards on the field yelling at his DBs. And from that point on, Michigan State didn't get anything deep. They got all the stuff to Bramer and Alonzo Middleton and Gene
Stretch
Bird.
That defense in the classic sense. Well, thanks so much.
Your score, Jim? Yeah. Give us a prediction.
I'm picking, like I did yesterday, picking the same score that happened 2 years ago, 35-21, Michigan State.
Ooh, wow. We'll take it. All right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Let's go right back out to the phones, and let's try line two. How about John from Holt? Hello, John.
Hey, guys. First of all, congratulations, Tom, to your East Lansing Trojans and Cody. Huge win for them last night.
Yeah, that was a big win. They bounced back from that loss at Grand Ledge. Now they're sitting up in pretty good shape. Still got to take care of business. Still need one more win to get in the playoffs. But that was a good one up there. A great environment up there in St. John's.
I would have rather had them beat Grand Ledge for Holt's sake. But hey.
Hey, Holt can do it all by themselves next week. That's going to be a classic matchup, Grand Ledge and Holt.
Is that the biggest game of the week next week?
Oh, how could it not be?
I don't know. Sexton and Mason's a pretty big game.
Yeah, but CAAC Blue.
That's the game that's going to be broadcast, Sexton Mason.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but you can't go wrong with either one of them. They're both championship games.
Absolutely.
Again, teams that could go a ways in the playoffs. So,
Johnny Freeburg, what's going to happen today?
I think the Spartans are going to win in a close game by a field goal, man, like 37-34.
37-34. That's actually very close to my prediction, John.
I think Michigan State special teams are a lot better than Michigan's the kick return game and the field goal kicker.
You think?
I think
that'll definitely make a difference.
Pretty profound statement there. I mean,
you know, there are three facets of football, Tom. You got to admit Michigan State's better in two of the three, don't you?
On defense?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think State's defense is that, stout.
They took a team that scored 70 points and held them to less than 300 yards, Tom. Now, you tell me.
You're coming back with Wisconsin playing Austin Peay, and he's using that as a.
I'm telling you, let me see Michigan hold Wisconsin to less than 300 yards. Let me see that. By the half.
Okay.
I think Austin Peay would score about 28 on Michigan. Michigan would won like 72 to 28 or something. That good.
Don't use Austin Peay as an illustration.
Yeah. Okay. Let's not use UMass as an illustration either.
I'm just talking about Michigan State's defense.
Are you saying Michigan's defense is better than Michigan State?
No, it's not. But everybody makes it like State's defense is.
Nobody said that. Michigan's defense is ranked in the hundreds, Tom.
Okay.
Michigan State's is in the middle of the pack. They have a decent defense. That's it.
What's the next question, Johnny?
Tom, what do you have against the Governors of Austin Peay, man? They're a quality team every year to make
I love
NCAA
them in the
tournament.
NCAA tournament because they'll throw an upset at you.
Tom didn't vote for them.
They're a good bracket breaker. Anyway, Johnny, thanks so much for the call, buddy.
Have a great
fun
time
today.
Yeah.
393-3700. I don't know if we'll have a chance for another call right now, but we will have some other open line segments. 920. And maybe to the end of the show.
We'll have some time at the end.
We'll have a little bit more time for your calls.
I tell you what, when we have the Brandstetters on here, Art and Jim, 935, 950, that's going to be a heck of a lot of fun because those guys like to jab each other. So
they do.
Going to embrace that one. One plate for Michigan
State. I wonder
State,
what
one plate
like
for Michigan.
Thanksgiving dinner was like with those guys.
First of all, not much food left on the table.
Absolutely. The food is gone, ladies and gentlemen, with those
guys. That's the big issue right there.
How'd you like to get in front of Brandstetter in the buffet line? Would he run you over or what?
Talking about Jimmy?
Jimmy.
He likes to eat. Yeah.
Got that right.
Yeah. Well, they all like, Art likes to eat. They all like, they're big people. Big people. You shake hands with Art Brandstetter, your hand disappears. It just goes away.
You know, I would love to see Herb Haygood show up at a Michigan game and get in the line in front of Brandstetter, and then Jim could say, "Watch Haygood."
Who's got Haygood? Oh, okay. We're good. Yeah, Jeremy LeSueur is over there. We're all set. That's what I love, Jim Brandstetter.
The highlight of that game was where he gave all the officials phone numbers. No.
What makes the rivalry so wonderful? It beats the hell out of Major League Baseball, doesn't it now, Fred Heumann?
Well, we'll talk a little baseball with Fred Heumann coming up. He will. All right. We'll be back. We're going to talk with Jim Ahern, and he is, of course, the head coach of Lansing Catholic. Has done an amazing job with
that
program. And we'll chat with him in just a couple of moments, and then we'll have our high school roundtable as well. We'll be right back with all that and more. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.